haven't been good to us in that regard. And here's the thing, and it's really interesting to watch. The political crowd and the progressive element of this country, they're all in an uproar. Because we, the people, and the political crowd have been so used to these nations taking advantage of us and us doing nothing about it, that now that we have a president who is actually looking out for the American people, because that's his job. His job is not to look out for Mexico or Canada. His job is not to look out for China or look out for South Africa or look out for Panama. His job is to look out for the American people and the American people only. Now, that doesn't mean we have to harm other people in the process, but his job as the American president, according to Article 2, is to look out for America. And we haven't had a president in a long time. I mean, in a generation that's done that. Ronald Reagan was the last president that looked out for America prior to Donald Trump. We've had nothing but a succession of globalist Democrats and Republicans. And I know some of you loved Barack Obama and loved George W. and loved George H.W. and all these kind of people. Whatever. The job of the American president is to protect America and look out for the American people. And that's what Donald John Trump is doing. More importantly, unlike all the other fake phony frauds that have run for president, he told this country precisely what he was going to do. And he has done it. And people are in an uproar. The American people supported the agenda. Everything he's done is what he said he was going to do. 77 million Americans said, this is what we want. He won the Electoral College in a big way. He won the aggregate of states in a big way. Nobody thought he would do that except me. I'm the one that predicted that on the Tuesday after Labor Day, that he would win the aggregate of states. Oh, I know, the hippie crowd calls it the popular vote. There is no such thing. But the aggregate of state votes, he won that. He won all the battleground states, and he told everyone in a tireless manner what he was going to do. He was going to close the border. He was going to impose tariffs. He was going to put America first in each and everything we do. Now, that doesn't mean we need to hurt other people, and he never intended to do that, and that's not what he's talking about. He is talking out, looking out for this country. Mexico, I watched Chuck Schumer, and I'm going to play the clip in a little bit. Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, who was just the majority leader, 3 weeks ago, holding a Corona beer and going, oh, the beer is going to go up for the American people because we bring it all in from Mexico. Well, drink America beer. Right here in Maine, we've got an untold amount of craft beers. If you like beer, drink it. Drink American beer. Mexico has not been good to this country. They're not a good partner of ours. I mean, we're in stupid land here if we think Mexico has been good to our country. They have allowed 12 million people that we know of to pour through their country coming to ours. And the fentanyl's coming from Mexico. Oh, I know, the avocados. We're so worried about the avocados. I love guacamole as much as anybody. There was a place in Gainesville, Florida, when I went to the University of Florida back in the early 80s, right across just off of University Boulevard, about two stores back. It wasn't much bigger than Duck Fat used to be, if you know Duck Fat, the restaurant. It wasn't much bigger than that, but you could go in there at 3 o'clock and get hot tortilla chips and fresh guacamole at 3 o'clock every day. And I did, and it wasn't expensive. Get a thing that would really knock the hunger off for about $3. I love guacamole. Loved it all my life. If I have to do without guacamole because, well, Mexico says, sorry, see ya. Good. So what? We've lost 140,000 Americans to fentanyl poisoning. Because most people aren't using fentanyl when they get it. Ann Funder was here. You saw her the Tuesday night of the convention last summer, the night they called Make America Safe Again. Her son, and she said, she acknowledged it. I think he was trying Adderall or something. I don't remember what it was he was trying. And she acknowledged he wasn't supposed to be doing that, but he had no idea that it was laced with fentanyl and it killed him. It poisoned him. They make fentanyl pills now that look like Skittles. Do you think that that's to deceive our children? Or do you think they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart? I mean, what has happened to us? These countries have done all of these things. China. Look at what China has done to our nation. Look at what China is doing. For those of you out there that worship the idea of global climate change and you believe that mankind is ruining the planet, where is your angst and anger toward China? They use 53.4% of all the coal production in the world. Coal's the worst way you can make electricity. Now, in America, we've cleaned it up, but the Chinese aren't using clean coal because they don't care. But all you guys want to do is whine and bellyache about America. What about the protest out in L.A.? Did you see that? They're out there blocking the roads where citizens cannot travel, where people have a right to travel, where they pay taxes to travel. They pay extraordinary taxes out in California. And they're out there blocking the road over the ICE raids. And what are they waving? Are they waving the stars and stripes? Oh, no, 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 no. Nay, nay. They're waving the Mexican flags. They don't love this country. They don't care about America. They care about the fact that they're here. And in some cases, they're getting goodies from the government that you and I pay for. That's what they care about. They wouldn't be waving Mexican flags protesting these ICE raids. They'd be waving American flags. They don't care about America. A lot of them believe that that's Mexican land. Keep in mind, Mexico got its independence from Spain in 1821. It's not like it's some long history here. We can't even tell the truth anymore. Somebody said to me the other day, make a deal with Mexico. Give them back Texas. Texas won its independence. They won their independence in 1845 from Mexico. With a lot of bloodshed. No different than we won our independence from Britain with a lot of bloodshed. Texas was its own sovereign nation for how long was it? Was it 1845 they became American? They were sovereign for about 9 years. I think they won their independence in 1836. I misspoke. And for about 9 years, they were their own sovereign country. And then they became American state in 1845. And 15 years later, they seceded from the Union over slavery. But that's a whole other story. So if Texas is Mexican, then we're still British. Because they won the right to independence. Just as we won the right to independence. But see, we don't talk about these kinds of things. We don't teach these kinds of things. All we want to do is dump on America, and I'm so sick of it, I can't stand it. And 77 million Americans are also sick of it. 77 million voted for Donald Trump. More so than the laughing gas girl, the word salad girl, the girl that never got any votes until she actually ran for president, although these people are the beacons of democracy. I'm bouncing here. New York State is trying to pass a law right now to keep Elise Stefanik's congressional district open at least until August, maybe till November. These are the people that bellyache about democracy, and yet they're pulling a stunt like this. There's a prescribed procedure when someone vacates their seat, and what you don't do is leave the seat open because that means the people of the district aren't represented in Congress. And yet the Democrats in New York are trying to do this. They aren't the, for those of you that believe that Democrats cherish democracy, you also believe that the Brooklyn Bridge can be bought for $10. In other words, you're ignorant. You don't know truth. The Democrats have never cared about democracy. It's just something they say. They don't care about democracy. They don't care about freedom. They are the people that enslaved black peoples. People. They are the people that seceded from our nation to keep slavery. They are the people, when they got their butts kicked, created segregation, Jim Crow laws. They are the people that went to the United States Supreme Court in 1896 in Plessy versus Ferguson because poor Homer Plessy simply wanted to ride in a decent rail car and they wouldn't let him. So they came up with the doctrine of separate but equal. There was no equal, but there was certainly separate. That's who these people are. It's their DNA. It's why they kill babies on demand in abortion, because they don't care about people. They never have. It is nothing but fake, phony, fraud crap that you have fallen for far too long. And thank God we got a president now who is out there speaking truth to the people. Mexico has harmed our nation, and people are upset that Donald Trump is imposing a tariff on them. About money. What about the 140,000 people who have lost family members to fentanyl? What about them? That fentanyl wasn't made here. The chemicals came from China. They assembled them in Mexico, and the cartels trafficked them in America. And they allowed 12 million people to crash through their country, coming to ours, and they did nothing. They are not our partner. They are not our friend. They are not our ally. But we have accepted this mediocre lunacy for so long that if you have somebody that actually stands up to it, well, they're the crazy one. Somebody who actually looks out for the American people, they're the crazy one. The political class in this country doesn't give a poop about you. All they care about is themselves and their power, and they do nothing except make life more difficult. Here we are. We had a border that was so porous. We were told by Joe Biden, the president, that he couldn't do anything. And they put together that fake, phony, fraud border bill, which would have allowed, depending on the matrix you use, 5,000 to 8,500 people a day to come in. And once we met that threshold for 5 days, then they would shut down the border, which means they could shut down the border. They just wouldn't do it. And then finally, when the heat of the election became so great and they knew they would lose if they didn't do something, Biden passed executive orders, something he could have done on day one, but he didn't do it. It's all a big damnable lie. And if I wasn't a Christian, I wish he would burn in hell for it. But I am a Christian, so I don't want him to burn in hell for it. Because he harmed this country in immeasurable ways, and we accepted it. We treat it like it was normal. Nations around the world take advantage of us, and we treat it like it's normal. We were about to ship millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to Gaza for condoms. And when it was stopped, people were outraged in this country. How dare we stop that money? We gave $300 million to the Taliban after our exit from Afghanistan. And the State Department admitted it was a grant-writing error. And nobody was fired. $300 million. $300 million. They're our enemy. And as we found out recently, they have hostages that are Americans. Let me tell you what does happen when the president is a tough guy. Some like to call him a bully. Fine, I don't care if you call him a bully or not. The Panamanians made a deal with the Chinese to run the Panama Canal. A canal we built with our treasure and our lives. And Jimmy Carter very foolishly gave it back to him for a dollar. Well, because we have to look normal. We have to look like we're decent. There was nothing decent about what he did. He dishonored all of those Americans who died down there building that canal. And the Panamanians were so grateful that they made a deal with Communist China to run the canal. But Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, went down there over the weekend. And the head of Panama acquiesced to America, and they will not be dealing with the Chinese. That's what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to bend to our will. Not to harm you, but not to harm us. Might doesn't make right, but sometimes might is necessary so that the other side doesn't do evil. The Monroe Doctrine dictates that China should not be running the Panama Canal. Most people don't know what the Monroe Doctrine is because they don't teach stuff like that in this country anymore. But if you're of a certain age, you know what it is, because Kennedy used it to expel the Soviets from Cuba. President Trump told the country exactly what he was going to do, and he's doing it. He said he was going to deport the criminal element in this country, and he's doing it. Venezuela has agreed to take back their bad guys, and they're going to pay for the flights. And somehow or another, people are just livid about it. These people have come in here, these people that are being deported, they've come in here and they've raped and murdered our people. They're bad guys. We wouldn't put up with it out of Americans, but somehow or another, oh my God, if we deport people who have come to our country and made mischief, we're bad guys. This is just the most cockamamie poop I've ever heard of. And I thank God every day Donald John Trump was spared by that bullet on July 13th. Because if she had gotten into office, you and I wouldn't recognize this place. Because she is one of them, an American hater. Not grateful for the privilege that God gave her that she was born here. She had nothing to do with that. It's time we stood up for our country and our people. Doesn't mean we have to hurt others in that regard. But this is America. I'm an American. And I want America to be first in all things. And I want us to be last in the things we shouldn't be, that we should be last in. No country in the world has allowed what we've allowed since 1986 with our border. No country in the world. And Canada and Mexico are complicit. Mexico more than Canada. But the fact is, if you're an American wanting to go into Canada, they make it difficult for you. You have to produce all kinds of IDs and all kinds of stuff. But they have let people come into their country, snuck in, and come across our border and done nothing about it. The vaunted Canadian Mounties have done nothing about it. So at some point, there must be a consequence for Canada and a consequence for Mexico, and they're going to feel it. And you got guys like Trudeau who just thinks this is normal behavior. Trudeau is a loser. And why he's even still there, he's resigning. Why he's even still there, I have no idea. He's a loser. And the Canadian people have seen the quality of their life drop under his leadership dramatically. Just like America saw the quality of their life, Americans saw the quality of their life drop dramatically under Biden. When you have losers as leaders, this is what happens. I've just never seen anything like it. Chuck Schumer standing there, the Senate minority leader standing there with a Corona beer, bellyaching about the cost of beer going up, and we have Americans who are dying from fentanyl because the cartels have sent people across the border with drugs to kill us. Where is your compassion, Chuck Schumer, you fake phony fraud? It's 6:27. I forgot that we had trouble getting in here, so we're going to go straight to the bottom of the hour. I mean, I watched Political Brew over the weekend. Oh, my God. Poor Joe Bruno. Kathy Breen, be an American, girl. Waving your hands about Trump. You didn't care about all these people that have been killed in this country by people who have come in here illegally. 425,000 out of the 12 million have committed serious and heinous crimes in this country. They need to be out of our nation. We don't need to import crime. Americans commit enough of it.
2 minutes.
We don't need to import crime into America. I don't get it. I honest to God don't understand it. And then we've got the educational system, because we've just allowed them to do as they please, and they've lied to us and lied to us and lied to us. And you know what the story was on Friday? We talked about it. The story was about fourth graders can't do math and reading in this state. Lowest in the country, lowest, biggest drop in the country of proficiency. Then the story the next day was, Maine officials are worried that funding may be cut to the educational system because of the president's order on DEI. He says, get it out of here. As somehow or another, the educational system decided they had a right to take a captive audience, meaning their students, and then preach politics to them. Somebody asked me about it over the weekend, and I said, well, I'm a Bible-believing Christian, and I'm a conservative. Put me in a classroom and let me teach about the Bible. Let me post Bible verses and have the Christian flag. How do you think that would go? Indoctrination is indoctrination. It has no place in the schools. And what we've seen is the harm to children. That's what we've seen.
This Channel 8 newscast is brought to you by Zerigo.
Construction spending for December and manufacturing readings for January. The major report of the week is the monthly employment report for January, which is released on Friday. Nancy Lazar, chief global economist at Piper Sandler, sees employment